And today we're going to answer the question about the importance of being a skilled mom and a skilled coaching dad for the relationship that you have together and the relationship that you have with your baby. And these skills developed in the 1970s. They didn't develop like many of the other systems did from birth professionals. They developed from us as families. We're all unique, but we all are pregnant, and 100% of us is going to give birth. And the birth is when our baby comes from outside our pregnant body into our arms and into our family. Now, the reality is, as soon as we're pregnant, we're parents, but there's this gateway experience called childbirth that moves us from becoming a mother and becoming a father into being a mother and being a father. And if we can do that in a skilled manner, in a way that we feel as though we take ourselves as individual people through the experience in a knowledgeable, skilled manner, then when our baby comes into the world who's another person, then we are more likely to feel creative about developing a good relationship with our baby rather than feeling frustrated and overwhelmed and unable to read our body's, baby's body language. And that's really, really important to understand, that by being skilled as a mother and being skilled as a father to be, that you in fact will use your skills during your baby's journey to be born, which means you'll work with your baby's efforts to be born, and you'll come out of this transitional activity that you do when the baby is born, and you'll feel more confident about yourselves. Now, a lot of people would say, well, how can men know, and why do women need to know? Well, the reason that men can know is that all men were born through our bodies. Women have never been inside a man's body. Men have always been born through women's bodies. So men are hardwired to understand childbirth. And why do women need to know? Because even though we're the only ones getting pregnant and giving birth, we actually don't know how to give birth. Every birth is different. We'll get through it one way or the other. But women have suffered for years, and it didn't mean there was a problem. It meant they didn't cope with the natural occurring pain. To open up your cervix, which is made up of 50% muscle cells and 50% of connective tissue cells, that stretch open of that very, very tight aperture is very, very painful for a lot of us. And if we don't know how to cope and manage the pain, and our partner who we now want with us doesn't know how to help us cope and manage the pain, a lot of things happen emotionally. Women feel overwhelmed, out of control, feel they've suffered and don't feel good about it, or they feel if they had a good experience that they'd do it again instantaneously. And men who don't know how to help feel useless and helpless, and the women know they feel useless and helpless, and they expect them to know how to help. And if a man does know how to help, the woman loves him forever. And this develops a partnership relationship. It strengthens your family. So it's vitally important that you develop these skills. Now, these skills are best learned from 24 weeks on. It gives you 16 weeks to take time to learn the skills together. We have a multimedia resource called the Pink Kit Package. It has a DVD so you can prepare your pregnant body for childbirth. It has a CD that has 40 modules, like a book, but you get to pick and choose, and it's all about skills, about teamwork, staying in the now, breathing, communication, touch, all the skills that you need about where you have baby, with whom, how you work within those systems. And then it has a audio CD that teaches you how to prepare your baby's birth passage, and an audio CD which is labor contractions and teaching you how to use the skills. So you can practice that and learn the skills to do it. And you grow your family's confidence, you grow your capacity to communicate together and work towards a common goal. And as the birth unfolds and you apply these skills, then you do it as an activity together. It's not unlike driving on a long journey. The person behind the wheel of the car absolutely had to have practiced and to perfection, in the sense that you had to perfect your skills. You didn't have to be perfect with them, but you had to perfect them, and then you had to show somebody you could drive. And then when you get behind the wheel of a car in this long journey and you have someone coming with you, their job is to help you. They don't take over the steering wheel or the brakes or the gas pedal, but they encourage you. They can see whether you're tired. They give you a back rub. They can help you keep going on this journey. And if this journey you take in a car is a long one, the giving birth can be a long one. It can be 3 hours or it can be 36 hours. So you want to have the skills so that you can navigate through that birthing experience. And when your baby is born and you feel skilled, even though you may not have liked it, you know you will have managed well. And being a good manager is what parents are all about.